Traditionally, during Holy Week, we focus on the sufferings of Jesus. However, it's not suffering, not even the suffering of Jesus, that makes this week holy. Rather, it's holy because of the inexplicable and immeasurable love that prompted that suffering. Genuine love often empowers, even transforms us. We know that the love of family can engender unselfishness. The love of country can inspire heroism. And this week we see that, driven by the love for all, Jesus willingly accepted the consequences of his messianic role. Today's readings, like the events of this week, begin with excitement that's electric and acclaim that is unabashed. But they end in numbing devastation and a sense of emptiness. It's too easy to say that people were fickle then, one moment supporting Jesus, the next rejecting him. It was probably a case of frustrated expectations. They cheered him as the son of David, and when he failed to act like a conquering king, they turned their backs on him and looked for another. Now, this type of behavior is not difficult to understand because we too, unfortunately, give up on people when they don't meet our expectations. This week is holy because of love, but it's a love misunderstood. Jesus is a hero, but not in the traditional pattern of heroism. He looks more like a victim. He's not triumphant, and we understand triumph. Instead, he appears as a failure. Now, judging by one set of standards, not unlike the standards of many of the people of his day, he's not met our expectations either. But according to another standard, the standard of unconditional love, he has far surpassed all our expectations. The conditions of our world make us think that this is a terrible week, not a holy week. However, we can change this, if only in some small way. We can make it holy if we practice some of the unconditional love that Jesus displayed. We can make it holy if we begin to realize the depth of God's magnanimous love. We can make it holy if we appreciate that what we have as family, as country, and freedom and faith is not a right but a gift from a God who held nothing back to let us know how serious he was.